everybody, to the One Shot Podcast, the role-playing podcast where every month we take you on a new thrilling adventure in a different role-playing system. I am your game master, James D'Amato, and I'll be guiding our brave heroes this week through an adventure run in the Pathfinder role-playing system. It's currently the most popular role-playing system on shelves. It's cast itself in the Dungeons & Dragons light. It's a traditional swords and sorcery role-playing system with wizards, fighters, and barbarians. With us this week is our brave elf wizard, Cat Murphy.
Playing Inwe Variv Arkaius.
All right, let's learn a little bit more about Inwe. What does Inwe dream for herself? What does she want?
Inwe dreams of being no less awesome a wizard than the amazing Bokob. He is someone who reached 20th level and skipped the plane. She, too, plans to skip the plane one day.
Yeah, a lot of people have that dream in high school. All right. We're going to move on to Zach Mast, who's playing Thadric Toscobble. He is a halfling rogue.
Call him Cobb.
Call him Cobb. Now rogues are famous for stealing things. Mm-hmm. What is the most impressive thing that Cobb has ever stolen in his life?
The most impressive thing is a goblet from his old village. The mayor had pilfered all the gold from his own people, right?
Oh, wow.
And yet in his office, you know, when Cobb went back to sort of to save the gold from that was stolen, he saw a goblet in there that wasn't gold at all, because he could taste that within it was a solid diamond.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. Cobb has the uncanny ability of appraising the value of an object by putting it in his mouth. That's not going to get him into trouble at all. All right, thinking of all the innuendos aside, let's move on to John Patrick Conan.
Cohen,
I'm so sorry.
You fucking better.
This is the second week in the row. I screwed that up.
You know what? If I was a bolder man, I would have corrected you week one.
I was thinking it. I was just like, I'm gonna let this happen.
I just thought he stumbled. I didn't realize.
You know what? It's a better name, so it's like, how can I correct it? Yeah. To be like, yeah.
Well you know, maybe it's, I'm in a swords and sorcery mindset, so I'm thinking Conan the Barbarian.
When I first met you, I thought your name was like Cohen.
Oh, like Conan.
And I was like, you're not Jewish.
I like to say that I'm Jewish.
But you're playing our dwarven cleric.
Stupid.
You're playing our dwarven cleric. We're moving on. He's a dwarf cleric.
Yes.
He's a Jewish dwarf cleric.
Mm-hmm. His name is Aldov Battleheart.
Yes, Aldov Battleheart.
Now clerics are like priests and healers. So you must have spent some time in the seminary.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did spend some time, Aldov spent some time in the seminary with his unfortunately effeminate father, Periwinkle Battleheart, who was kind of the black sheep of the Battleheart family.
Yeah, when I see Battlehearts in my mind, I picture a lot of berserkers and warriors.
Yeah, it's a fall from grace for the Battlehearts. We used to be a proud race of warriors, then Daddy Periwinkle went to the seminary and started learning us up some Jesus, which is the dwarf word, as we all know, for Torag, god of smiths, and putting seeds in grounds.
All right. And finally, we have the leader of the party, our brave human fighter, and also the leader of the Peaches and Hot Sauce podcast network, Patrick O'Rourke. Welcome.
Hey, James.
Let's dig a little bit into Remy Lionbeard's past.
Let's.
Now you say he's 22,
young man. Yep.
How did he, you know, get on the adventuring path? What circumstances led to that?
Well, his parents, you see, they were attacked by zombies. Yeah.
So is that why he's upset? Because he's like,
yeah, he's very obsessed with zombies. Yeah. His parents were attacked, and eventually his little brother as well, because him and his little brother, they ran away from this town that was overridden by zombies, and went to have adventures together, and eventually his brother was eaten by a seafaring zombie, so, you know, There's
damn
a lot
zombie pirates.
Yeah,
you hate to see it happen.
You do.
Well, let's see if we can't get him some revenge in this.
Yeah,
episode.
It's very fortunate that this episode is full of zombies.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened. All right. When we last left off, you guys were in the town of what was it?
Apple Grove Township.
You're in Apple Grove Township.
Yeah, it's actually a hamlet legally.
Right. Let's make that distinction.
It is not zoned for a township.
Did you get that from a paralegal?
Oh.
Callback.
Oh, man.
That is a callback because this town's main export is pears. Paradoxically.
Oh.
But you were hired by the head of the city watch to leave the town and travel 30 miles out to a castle. To deal with the zombie problem that has been plaguing the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You rented yourselves some horses, some fine steeds and some less fine steeds, but you're about to embark. So you find yourselves at the gate of Apple Grove Township. Mm.
We're about to leave the perimeter.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Since my steed was so difficult to ride, does it have any special abilities or anything?
It might.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, mystery.
Looks like you'll have to investigate that.
Okay.
Well, I for one sling myself up onto my shaggy, mangy
Our
beast
U-shaped
horse.
Horses, yeah.
And settle into its U-shaped body.
I
saddle or bareback?
It's definitely they provide saddles. They're not wonderful saddles, but they are saddles.
Good, because as a man of God, I can't go bareback.
I step up onto my glorious steed and I sniff its mane and ugh. I take three strands and put them on my tongue and sort of leave it there for and I sort of
that's the finest pony you've ever tasted.
Oh, this is a real pony, guys. This is a real pony.
All right, yes.
No mule, no donkey in there.
No, this is pure, unadulterated pony.
How's the pony looking? Is it doing okay? Has it
oh,
noticed?
Yeah, the pony is fine. It's you know, it's chewing on some grain. It's got that dumb horsey look on its face. Although its eyes are huge and enormous and full of sparkles and magic.
On the top of the saddle is a little... a little figurine that I sort of that I noticed, and I lean down to appraise it.
Oh, geez. Oh Lord!
Oh. It's made out of some material that you're not quite familiar with. It's probably the byproduct of an animal that died millions of years ago, somehow synthesized through a bizarre process to create a cheap and light material that has a very good strength to weight ratio.
Hmm. Tastes like aluminum to me.
Okay.
So now what?
So we ride.
All right. Do you know which way you're riding? I'll need knowledge geography checks.
On it.
What about the survival checks?
Survival checks will help as well. Those who have survival should roll it.
Only 17 on the geography.
Man.
So you haven't looked at a map of Jesus. This area very well, and the one that you got was pretty rough. How are our survivors?
Yeah, 13 for me.
So navigation is pretty rough for you.
Not
guys.
So good.
It may or may not be your fault. You did take out your compass, and it was kind of spinning. It looks like the last time you took a lightning bolt to your armor, it may have magnetized it a little bit.
Can I at least roll a perception check?
Yeah. What you're looking for?
Just the direction of the wind.
That looks a
What's
lot
your
like
perception skill.
28.
Okay. So you can definitely you see which way the leaves and the trees are rustling. So you know which way the wind is going.
All right.
Glit!
Welcome. Wind's going that way?
So we don't have any idea how to get to this.
We have a vague idea.
Should we just start going?
Hey, he mentioned it was probably to the west of... I've got a good feeling about this.
Well, wind always comes from the west.
So you guys, put your heads together and you try and remember.
It's probably to the west, maybe.
That's what you can remember.
Mm. Wait, okay.
But
wait.
We all remember that separately and independently, so we've got the consensus on what we remember.
Yeah, right.
Hey, wait, I got an idea. Let's go drink until the sun goes down, and then we'll see which way the sun goes down, and that will be west.
The issue isn't that we don't know which direction west.
I believe that's not the issue. We head west is what I believe the part of consensus should be.
Yeah. All right. So
right, so we figure out which way west is.
Did I ever tell you the parable of the western wind and the halfling prince? There's a lot of religious over and undertones.
Yeah, he got lost on the way to paradise. Okay.
Torrent Christ.
So you guys sort of begin meandering west. You're not really sure of yourselves, although you think, we'll get a second shot when the stars come out. At least we're not going back in the goddamn woods. The countryside is pretty beautiful. It's nice. It's dotted with the occasional tree. You see wildlife that's not dangerous wildlife frolicking out there. And although Patrick, your horse is a little bit unruly, mostly it's a smooth ride. I'll need perception checks from people.
Hey. I rolled a 5.
Aldo rolled a 20.
I got a 27.
Mm. 12.
All right, Thadric, you're looking along the countryside, and you notice. Hold on one moment while I pull this up. You notice some small holes that are dotting the countryside.
Oh, guys, this is it. This is my chance to shine. I dismount. I run towards the nearest hole.
Wait. Many things live in holes.
Including zombies.
Well, that's usually not the case. I was thinking more along the lines of badgers or...
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, I'll route them out, and then I'll go in there and see...
Route them out? No, badgers are friends of Torag. They're his favorite animal.
Then I'll route them out.
Or burrowing worms. I mean, you don't want to deal with any man-sized worm.
Be respectful, whatever you do in this house. Hey, I'm not saying no.
Okay, fine. You know what? No, let's get back on our horses and let's just keep going until we go die in front of a zombies. Or I could go in the
holes. I will never die in front of a zombie!
He's very tense right now.
All right, well then let me go.
I draw my sword!
Right, come with me and route them out of these holes
well,
and then I'll
do
go
that,
in
I'm
there.
I'm going to make a knowledge nature on the holes. That comes out to a 26.
Well, these must belong to fairly large burrowing animals. They could be from any number of things. It could be foxes. It's definitely something larger than a badger hole. But it's difficult to tell exactly what creature it would be without inspecting them more closely.
Okay, you can go in the hole.
I mean... Why don't you check out the hole a little bit first, at least, and then decide whether you want to crawl on in there.
Alright, yeah.
Get in that hole before I kill you myself.
Well, Remy, please.
He said I'd be murdered by zombies.
Alright, you know his brother was killed by zombies. I mean, come on.
And his parents.
And they were attacked. He's always been very hazy on the type of attack that happened.
It's disgusting.
Okay, I mean, I didn't ask.
Something of a clearly illegal nature.
Please.
Unlawful.
All right. I'm going in, guys.
Okay, so first I need you to roll a stealth check or a sneak check. I forget what it's stealth in this system.
All right, I got a 27.
27. So you are fairly sneaky approaching the hole. You don't step on any twigs by accident. And I'll need you to roll a perception check.
All right, okay. All right, that's a 23.
Okay, so you start noticing some things. There are bones scattered around the outside of these holes from animals of varying size. Some of them are small, probably rabbit bones. You can't really tell. You're not really an animal guy. But there are definitely larger bones there as well. So whatever is eating here, it could be a scavenger.
Are the bones larger than 2 feet 10 inches?
Some of them.
Oh man! You know what, guys? Let's just go back to town. Let's keep going here.
No! You're the one who wanted to crawl into the hole, so please, by all means,
it's safer in there than out here. Trust me.
Jesus, let me.
Well, I'll just kind
of. So you start approaching the mouth of the hole. You know, in the like in Home Alone, when he goes down into the basement, and like the camera does that Hitchcock zoom, and everything starts getting louder and more intimidating. Like you hear the wind rushing over the mouth of the hole, and it's like,
it's just a laundry hamper. Yeah.
So like. As you get closer and closer to the hole, the world around you starts to get more and more intimidating. For you right now, there are swirling dark clouds above you. Everybody else is enjoying a nice sunny day, but the wind is starting to pick up. There are leaves swirling everywhere, lightning flashing in the distance.
I think that I'm going to check out a different hole. I'm gonna slowly back away. All right, guys, you know what? Remember, you believe in me, right?
We'll play it by ear depending on where the story goes.
All right, I'm going in the hole.
All right, so you go in the hole. I need another stealth check from you.
We'll call that a 9.
Are we calling it a 9?
It's a 21 total.
21, okay. So you are you're making your way into the hole. You're being very careful. There are more and more bones in this hole, and a stench hits you in the nose. It smells like mange or mildew. There's also a little bit of the stench of death in here. It's clearly some sort of predator wanders in here. Do you have any special sensory abilities, like low light vision?
I've got uncanny dodge.
Well, that's not going to help you in this hole. It's very dark right now, and you don't really have a way. Do you have any way that you might see?
I got a campsite kit. Can I light my pipe, my tobacco pipe?
Absolutely.
And use that as a torch?
Absolutely.
All right, that'll calm my nerves a little bit too, I think.
So you pull out your pipe and you take out your lighter because lighters were invented before matches, guys. Did you know?
I knew that.
Fascinating fact. You take out your lighter, you flick it a couple times, and you finally get the light going. You suck it into the pipe, and then you sort of like enjoy that tobacco, smooth flavor. And you open your eyes, and you are face to face with a pair of beady red eyes.
Oh,
sounds like a dwarf.
Is that you, Battleheart?
The face in front of you. You hear a. And a claw swipes out at you. You manage to duck out of the way, and everybody rolls for initiative.
All right. All right. We'll probably be going last.
I got a 10.
I'm at 19.
All right.
Oh, you rolled a 10, so you have to add your initiative mod.
Which is right there.
Oh, 15. 15.
Where's mine?
Oh. You're sitting...
Ooh, a 3.
And I'm sitting at a 7.
So we could
7
hear
and
that.
3. We're the fighters.
You could definitely hear his squeak of surprise as he...
Cool.
Is that the squeak of surprise?
I'm sorry. One more time on the initiatives over there in the peanut gallery. Who had the higher one?
7.
7?
Whoa. Yep. That's the higher one.
Dice aren't going my way.
Remy's rolling the rocks tonight, guys.
Remy, what was yours?
3. Saving myself for some zombies.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to blow it all in the first fight.
I mean, why fight?
Yeah, it's barely even a need to put up a fight. Okay, so... there is the creature in front of you, starts chittering and screeching, it's very loud. It projects out of the cave. The acoustics are incredible, and in the caves all around you guys, you hear more chittering and squeaking, that join it. And suddenly two figures dressed in ratty clothing appear from more well-hidden holes that are in the countryside. They emerge and look around. And then, Inwe, it is your turn.
Cool. So I'll start this with the appropriate knowledge. Hope Arcana?
That would be knowledge nature.
Nature. Cool. 23.
These creatures appear to be weird amalgamations of humanoids and animals. You're guessing somewhere in the lycanthrope family.
I think we're in the island of Dr. Morrell.
If you had your guess, you'd probably say, this is a were-rat.
This has become a were-rat situation.
With that knowledge, you'll know that they can inflict lycanthropy victims.
Yeah, don't get bit.
With a bite that will inflict disease. So watch out for that.
Cool. And with that, I suppose I move within 15 feet of one of them and cast Fire Breath.
All right. How does Fire Breath work? Is that a DC?
It is, let's see, DC 19 reflex for half.
Yeesh. Okay. So you breathe deeply.
Saying, Fire Breath! Moving my arms about and breaking a chili pepper in half.
See, that spell doesn't seem too hard to do. You get a chili pepper, you say Fire Breath.
I try it sometimes.
I've got a thick accent, so it'll be harder for me.
She's always on my case for announcing my moves.
She calls out Fire Breath.
Fire Breath!
Really, there's no imagination to that move. You pretty much know what's coming.
All right, so I'm going to guess that 8 doesn't quite pass that.
No. That was a DC 19.
Okay.
Cool. So, let's see. 13 damage. And then any creature in the area. I figured they were separated.
They're pretty close together.
Together, so I can catch them in a 15-foot cone.
Absolutely. They should be about 10, 15 feet apart.
Cool. They'll be dazed for 2 rounds.
Cool. After taking, what did you say, 15 damage?
13.
13, okay. So they take their appropriate damage. And next up, the creature immediately in front of you, Cobb, takes a swing at you.
Oh, bring it on.
Very intimidating.
Swing. Like old boxer
style. What is your AC?
18.
18. This creature's sword wildly misses by a great deal. And then the poor beast tries to bite at you, but he must have caught a bobble on your armor somewhere, and it rips off and gets stuck in its throat, and it starts choking as it rolls a natural one. It's motioning at you to give it the Heimlich.
Can I just blow smoke in its face?
Absolutely you can, because it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to use all my moves to blow smoke. All right. Should I just attack it?
Well, I mean, if you feel there's still an option for diplomacy, that's your call. But these are were-rats.
So they are people.
In a sense, they could be considered people in some very liberal circles. But one of the things about lycanthropy, actually, what knowledges do you have?
I have none.
You know absolutely nothing about lycanthropy. So I need you to make a roll and add your charisma modifier. This will be a luck roll.
It was my charisma. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Oh. 16.
16. You hearken back to one of Inwe's animal facts. Inwe, why don't you tell him about the curse of lycanthropy?
So lycanthropy is really interesting because aside from the taking on the sometimes in intentional transformations into another animal, you also inherit an alignment that for some reason is associated with that form of lycanthropy. So remember that time that you found that werebear and got him to help us fend off those... God, what was attacking us back then?
Dire wolves.
Dire wolves, yeah. That werebear could have been chaotic evil, but once he was bitten by a werebear, he became lawful good. Were-rats, I don't know.
It's probably evil.
Huh. So I shouldn't sacrifice myself to save the rest of my...
Spoken like a true fighter. All
right, I'm gonna stab you.
All right.
No, I didn't roll. All right, so stabbing commence.
Remember, if you get 15 and up on your die, it's a critical hit for you.
20!
All right. Roll to confirm. That's a natural 20.
Roll again.
3.
So you're attacking with your main hand, so you add +8 to that.
Oh, so 11.
No, I'm sorry. You had +9. I forgot you were using a rapier.
So 12.
Wow.
And let's see. Well, that won't confirm, but you definitely hit. So roll damage. It's just going to be normal damage.
All right, you fuckers.
Hey, don't curse.
1 + 1. 2!
2 damage. You lash, you shoot forward with your rapier. It's very dark in here. It's hard to see. And you lightly scratch the were-rat on the cheek. It screeches in surprise. Not pain. Surprise. As it takes 2 damage.
Take that.
Next up, two more were-rats emerge.
You really should have gone in this hole, man.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I didn't want to go in the hole.
Neither did we.
And they rush at Aldove.
Bring it on, you little pieces of rat people.
That was very politically correct,
Aldo.
They'll
get better.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. One definitely hits. I don't even need to ask your AC. And what's your AC?
20.
Okay, so one hits and one misses. The one that hits is going to roll damage. Oh, wait, actually, he threatened for crit. That just barely crits.
But no!
So he is going to get you with a mighty 10 damage.
10 damage!
Ah! He manages to... He goes up and he gets you right on the arm. If only you had worn sleeves.
I'll never wear sleeves, you dirty wear creatures.
But this is a bite attack. I'm going to need you to make a fort save.
Fort save. Luckily, that's... This isn't the poison, though. No, it's...
This is disease.
23!
You managed to stave off the lycanthropic infection that would have been afflicted
with
upon
my dwarf like fortitude.
All right. And with all that, it is now Aldove's turn. Aldove, how do you respond to these two creatures?
That damnable dirty rat that bit me. I'll sling my axe at him with great ferocity using my power attack.
All right, go for it. How much are you power attacking?
A full.
Full power attack.
Yes. And I... Does an 18 hit?
An 18... 18 misses, actually. Holy shit.
Won't be power attacking anymore with this cloud. You got me this time.
Yeah, the creatures... You didn't realize how nimble they are, but they're kind of twitchy in their movements. They have their claws and their tiny swords out, and they're just sort of darting around you, dodging your wild swing. Next up, two more were-rats emerge, and they charge at Remy.
How many rats total are there now?
That will bring the total to...
Right now, 1, 2...
7, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, 7.
Too many cricket.
And one, again, a wild miss. Its sword clatters uselessly off of your armor. The other also charges you, but you have your shield ready. You saw how nimble they were when they attacked Aldove. So you're going to... So you managed to avoid their blows. You know their techniques. You've studied it. It's time to kick some ass. What are you going to do, Remy?
I'm going to cleave them.
All right. You ready your mighty sword for a cleaving? Are you going to be using any power attack on this cleave?
I would advise against it. Well, that's just me.
His dwarven tactics officer shakes his head.
Oh, no. I get... Okay. So roll a 20, right?
Roll 20. Hopefully. is that a crit fail?
That's the second one in a row.
Yeah.
All right, and since this is a party member, we can pull out one of my favorite Pathfinder products, which is the Crit Fit Fumble Deck.
Oh.
And your attack damages you instead.
Oh.
But you use your target's strength modifier. So what happens is not only are these rat bastards nimble and quick... They dodge out of the way, and one of them uses his sword to parry yours and continue its momentum up to bash you on the arm. So you're going to be rolling attack at your base attack, which is 6, plus its strength modifier, which is 2. So roll a d20 and add 8 to it, and then see if it hits your AC. Well, thankfully, your low rolling has translated over to the over to your opponent.
It's really about the sleeves.
And you, yeah, you don't manage to hurt yourself.
Sorry, guys. I really wound up big for that one too.
Next, two more were rats emerge.
Is that 9?
Oh my!
We've really got to start killing these things.
Oh, we probably should group up and stop facing them one on one. We don't seem to be doing very well on our own.
All right, let's.
Let's see. There are 4 of you. One is going to be our brave fighter, Remy. 2 is going to be Aldove, our dwarf. 3 will be Thadric, and 4 will be Inwe. And they're going to go after 2. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah!
The first one rolls pretty decently, but 19 does not hit you.
Does not hit, no.
And that one is even worse. So again, they clatter uselessly off of your mithril armor.
A deep sigh rolls out of Eldolf.
We can't let our guy who can heal us die.
Yeah, the healer is surrounded currently by four screaming rat beasts.
All right. Next up are the two rat beasts that initially emerged, which again went after Eldolf.
Oh, buddy.
So they roll their attacks. That one's going to hit. And that one will miss. So only one hit.
Oh boy.
And
might have to start breaking into the spells pretty soon.
We haven't even seen any zombies yet.
Oh boy.
And you know they're controlling this whole thing.
This specific thing.
Yes. There's a zombie overlord somewhere.
Guys, this were-rat tastes pretty bad.
Don't. How many times do I need to explain disease?
Oh, you take 8 damage.
Balls.
As it rolls max damage. So far, he's been crit and had max damage rolled on him. This is...
Yeah, don't worry, I'm still standing for now.
That's what you want to hear from your healer. But now, Inway, it is your turn.
So I would like a description of the battlefield, please. How many are grouped where?
Okay, so right now there is a sort of a cross pattern of flanking happening around our fair dwarf. He has two people to his front and back and two people at his sides. There are two people to Remy's front and back. One is tied up with Cobb in the hole, and they're... Oh, they just emerged. Oh, they're the two that you charred on the hill.
Okay.
Now, am I still stuck in the hole, or am I... And
you can get out of that hole.
Well, they're being attacked on the hill outside, right?
Yeah, they're getting attacked outside. You can get out of that hole anytime you want.
Okay.
Cool. Since they're all around my companions instead of grouped conveniently away slightly from my companions, I think I'm going to summon a swarm.
Okay.
So I grasp a square of red cloth, a handkerchief, if you will, out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Say some fancy words that pretty much amount to summon swarm.
I was going to say, if she says summon swarm, I'll pretty much have lost all faith in her ability to do magic.
Fine.
But a swarm arrives!
It's draconic, if you want. A swarm of rats that'll attack one of the guys on
my
face. Oh,
shit.
They're brethren.
No, rats are pretty carnivorous. Fun fact, rats are whatchamacallit, cannibalistic.
Okay, that fact was pretty fun.
Fun
that's
relevant.
A fact you can write home about.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that fact.
So she whispers her draconic, so magical words over her square of red cloth.
Good old
and
fake Latin.
Throws it on the ground, and the cloth starts spinning on the earth and burrows in, creating a hole. And out of that hole spill hundreds upon hundreds of rats who jump upon their giant ratty brothers.
Oh no, the rats have multiplied!
More enemies!
And we're back. Okay. So the rats swarm up over their ratty brethren. And they start biting and nibbling at them, some even burrowing into their flesh. The were-rats scream out in pain, and they save against disease and do a pretty damn good job. I guess they live in filth and squalor, so it takes really interesting diseases to get them bothered. But they are still damaged.
Like Alzheimer's.
Just like Alzheimer's. And now, a moment of silence.
That's right, One Shot Podcast, reminding you of the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Please donate. All right, moving on from that serious note, we
are
now...
any of these rats dead? Have we not killed a single rat?
No, we have not killed a single rat.
Now the rat in front of Cobb strikes out again. He tries to hit with a sword again. What was your AC, Cobb?
18.
18, so he's going to miss on that. And he does even worse with his bite. So you're in the fight. You're dodging and weaving. This guy isn't getting you with anything.
All right,
and
it's
your turn.
I'm going to take the opportunity to get the fuck out of there and go help my good friend Aldove Battleheart.
All right, to avoid an attack of opportunity, you'll need to make a acrobatics check.
I can do that. 26.
26. Oh, yeah. I backflip out of there like a champion.
And then I kind of slide on the grass like I'm making a slide tackle in soccer.
And you do like your three-point landing, and you put on some sunglasses because it's time to fight.
I actually, I backflip onto the saddle of my pony.
Of your little pony.
And then, can I do that?
Absolutely, you can do that with the 26.
And then I ride the pony over to where Aldove is. And now I want to jump off the saddle to attack the rat that's on attacking
so
him.
So we'll say that you had straight line of sight. And this was all part of a charge action. So roll your d20 and add your attack. And a +2 bonus, and because you're attacking the ones attacking Aldove, you're probably flanking with him. So you'll also be getting another +2. So you're adding 4 plus your normal attack modifier plus your d20.
Can I get my +5 because I'm from higher ground?
Oh, yeah, you're jumping off the pony. Absolutely, I'll give you that, especially off of a 26.
You've got +14, +2, +16 to this roll.
And remember, you crit on 15s.
All right, so 31.
And he rolled a 15.
He rolled a 15, so roll to confirm.
8
plus 15. 13 plus. Who can remember? That's still probably a hit.
Well, yeah, that's still. We'll give it to him. Draw from the critical hit deck, your weapon is a piercing weapon. So read the effect.
All right, penetrating wound, double damage, and ignore DR.
All right, and these creatures do indeed have DR.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Womp, womp.
DR.
Harkening back to Inway's Animal Facts, let's learn about the damage resistance of lycanthropes.
Silver.
All right, team, back in action. So you manage to punch through its extra tough skin, which normally only gives way to silver. You roll your damage and double it.
All right, motherfuckers. 6.
He rolls
12.
Max damage. Excellent.
No. +1. So is that a 14 total?
14.
And then you roll 3d6.
3d6. Roll that other one too.
And he needs one more.
He needs one more.
Here you are.
Because you're sneak attack, because you're flanking.
Yeah. Fuck yeah! The party's here and it's cray, cray, cray.
That's not it. That's not it. It's just not it.
It's battle cry.
We get a 9. Just a 9. Do I double that? Or
No.
Just a 9.
But I believe you have the bleeding crit, so they will take 3 bleed damage on their turn.
Okay, so
that
wait.
Was not the right accent at all.
How much?
Serbian.
You're like, yeah.
So Serbian. Oh, God.
Let's see. How much damage is that total?
It was 14 plus.
Plus 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happens. You run out of the cave. You do a front flip onto the pony, and you're sort of holding onto the saddle with your sword up in the air. The pony charges towards your opponent, and then you push off the pony, extending your arm, and you do 3 spins through the air. And you point your sword up and you start falling at the ground with your sword forward, and you land straight through the creature's body down to its tail, impaling it completely. It screeches out in pain and dies.
Yay!
That was right in front of me. It's literally the most upsetting thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's still stuck through.
It's gross. The
How's your god doing now?
shaken to my very core.
Nick takes off his sunglasses.
All right.
It's sunny out here.
So that's one fewer rat attacking you, Aldo, disturbing as it was. The other one attacks, but it completely fails. And Aldo, it's your turn.
Excellent. I just now realizing that I also have cleave, and it is perfect for this situation. I will attempt to cleave the rat in front of me. And what the hell? We're going to power attack anyway. But I don't know. Can you do a half power attack?
Yeah, you can decide what level of power attack. I believe in this, it's based off of your strength.
I believe it's...
Because in D&D, it's based off of your base attack. But I think in Pathfinder, it's based off of strength. Or it was in the beta test.
So I'll power attack for full on this and try to cleave into the next one.
All right.
And that's going to be a bad miss. I rolled a 15.
You wind your axe up. You're like, I'm gonna cleave him. I'm gonna cut through you and then cut through you. And you bring it across, and it's super slow. And the rats like kind of make eye contact and be like, "Can you believe this guy?" And they sort of casually walk out of the way of your wild swing.
In my defense, I was a priest for many years.
And there's so much momentum to this that you like actually have to work to slow down the axe and bring it back into position.
It's fair.
All right.
Accurate description.
The other two were-rats, the ones that went after Remy, come into play. And your AC is really good, isn't it, Remy?
26.
So that ain't hitting shit. And neither is that attack. And that one fails. Oh, and hey, look, that one failed. So these rats
you're
sort of
fighting zombies
helplessly claw at you. Your armor's so thick, only zombie strength could really penetrate
it. The only thing that scares me.
And it's your turn.
All right, I want to cleave again.
All right, go for it, man.
All right, no ones. 19.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That's not a one at all.
It could be a critical hit.
Roll to confirm.
Okay.
But you still hit.
And no one can take that away from you. So roll damage on that.
So 13.
13. Excellent. The one in front of you is looking severely hurt. Not only did he didn't get rats burrowed into his flesh.
No, those are on this guy.
Yeah, those are
the other
on
one, yes.
But he is definitely not happy. You cut across him and it took out most of his armor. It's a deep gash. He's still kind of hanging on and in the fight, but he's bloodied up pretty bad. And because you hit, you get to make another attack with your cleave.
Still the first one. It's your highest attack bonus. So it's 11 plus 13.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that definitely 24. Hits. Yeah, roll damage.
11.
That's right, people. The thrill of basic math.
It was more making
than it looks.
It was more making sure the numbers were right.
It goes, this wide swing cuts through the one's armor and then slashes at the side of the other. They're both badly hurt. Still in the fight, but they're wary now.
Yeah, earlier when you were like, get the six-sided die, I was like, what has six sides? And then you're just like, just this standard cube.
The square.
Also, sick pun when you said they're wary now. I just got that, and I want to say, I loved it. Because they're wear rats, that's why I'm... Okay.
Go get a drink.
Oh my, I cannot even believe what's happening to you, Aldo.
Well, I can believe it.
Okay, so one rolls the critical. It doesn't confirm, but another critical hit was coming your way.
Oh, boy.
And not only that, but there are two hits from these guys.
Oh, boy.
So...
Wait, but does he get anything from my flank?
No, but if they attack you, you get a bonus for my shield.
So bully for you.
So bully for you then.
Okay, wow. It rolled pretty well on that too.
It's cool, guys. I haven't used any of my spells yet. I've got a lot of healing saved up.
So the first one does 7 damage.
Oh,
you better heal yourself, buddy.
But the next one only does 2 damage. But roll a fort save.
Oh boy. Oh, a 23.
Oh yeah, nothing. Lycanthropy. You basically can't even catch it.
I let them bite my exposed arms.
Oh yeah, he chews, but your muscles are just so intense, bro.
That's dwarven stone muscle is what that is.
Yeah. You dwarves never skip leg day. All right. And
do you even lift, bro?
After that, the two were-rats that had been toasted by the fireball charge at Inway, hungry for revenge.
They are dazzled.
They didn't act last round, did they?
Two rounds.
Oh, so they're still like freaking out about how amazing that fire spell was.
Oh, that was very impressive. Yes, it was. I like that a lot. It's like fireworks. It's like 4th of July.
Yeah, were-rats have a holiday. They celebrate their demon god on the 4th of July.
Yeah, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Inway, you're up.
Coolio. How many are around our dwarven minion?
I believe there's
one's
three.
Down
three still?
And, yeah, three still there.
And one of them is covered in rats.
Yes. So the rats act.
But what? The rats on your turn.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
The regular rats.
Actually, hold on.
Fighting rats.
The ones on our side.
That blank look.
You should have summoned goddamn bats.
Well, I do need to roll concentration, but I just need to make a 10 on that,
yeah.
Right?
The non-zombie control.
Yeah, can't fail. Good. Yeah.
Can we just summon an exterminator?
Okay.
Yeah, what you going to want to do with
two little bitey rat damage.
Two little bitey rat damage, but the rats also have to make a fort save against the rats.
Yeah.
God damn it, cat. And they fail, which means they get afflicted with a terrible poison that does initially just dex damage. Con damage is next, though.
Not so fast now, are you little rat bastard?
Won't be casually stepping out of the way of your cleave next time.
I was
time.
Pretty proud of that one.
Oh, man, no, wait, that's not even a primary and secondary effect. It's just both 1d3 con damage and 1d3 dex damage. So you want to roll those for me?
Yeah. So d6, cut it in half. Right? You said
yeah.
D3. So 3 will go down to 2.
2.
And
2 dex damage.
4 will go down to 2.
And 2 con damage. And with the 2 con damage, those 2 drop.
Yes!
They get very sick and die.
Yes!
Yeah!
Way to go, heroes.
And since I still have my fire breath up, I'm going to breathe again at the 2 on the hill.
Cool. Roll that damage.
Two on the hill. Two were rats looking.
So 10.
Down.
10.
Oh, these are the songs we love. So
another classic example of his songs.
Well, one of them takes only 5 because he rolled a nat 20.
Fire breath at the rats on the hill.
They're not
gonna
all
burn them, get a kill.
They're not all winners, but they're all entertaining.
Backflip.
So actually, they both managed to take half damage. They are pretty charred. I'm going to say 70% of their body is covered in third degree burns, but they are not dead.
They are dazzled again for 2 rounds.
They're just never going to recover.
I stunned them with my song.
With the beauty of fire.
All right, you little creeper.
Mm-hmm.
And now the one that you were in the hole with, Cobb, comes out chittering at you for revenge. Revenge! Revenge! Revenge!
They speak common?
I think the one's for charges you.
They're were-rats. They can speak all sorts of languages, I think. You know what? I am not going to go through the languages that they can speak right now. That's a waste of time. I realized that.
Yes, let's get back to this fantasy game.
What?
Let's speed this process up.
Listen, we all have homes that we'd like to be in, avoiding the opposite sex. What's your AC?
18.
18. Okay, so he does manage to just barely hit you with his
I
sword.
Hold up my shield and give him an additional +2 to AC, if that matters.
To 20. Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's the least I can do.
If you could only save yourself.
The rat is charging with a sword held behind his head.
Yeah! Revenge!
And you see the blade coming right at your face when your dwarf friend sticks his shield out in front. Kung, saving you from getting slashed in the face.
Ah, that's what the shield is for. I'll remember that the next time these rats are biting me.
Wait, why does my AC matter then? Why isn't it like, he's not hitting me. Like, your shield just has 20 AC. You just always use the shield.
That would be a smarter idea. Thanks for bringing that up.
All right. Combat critiques aside, Cobb, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, what? Come to join the party? Guess what? We're all out of beer.
God damn, it's another crit.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's what this character is designed to do. Roll to confirm.
16?
No, that's definite confirm. Bum, bum, bum. Remember, you don't get sneak attack this time because you're not flanking this guy. I'm surprised I remembered that.
Appendicitis, double damage and target is poisoned. Treat as green blood oil?
Now we have to look that up.
God, what the hell?
What a fun game.
Why would you include that card if you're not going to write... How much more text would it have taken?
I mean, honestly, are we all saying that we don't know what green blood oil poison does? I mean, seriously, did you guys not read the assigned reading before?
I am a failed...
Man, you're an Indian professor.
I honestly don't know where this exit is going.
Is it really green blood oil? Is that the...
Is it
green blood one word?
Yeah.
Okay. Green blood is one word. There we go.
So you can roll up your damage while he's waiting.
All right, so...
It's just the D6 plus one.
Then double it.
And then double it, yeah.
All right, 5, so 12.
Okay, so you do 12 damage, and he is rolling against one con damage. And he rolls a natural 20. He staves off the poison.
I eat poison for breakfast, because I live in a poor community. Chicago.
So like very
Chicago,
sugary cereal.
That's what the city of the were-rats is called. It's Chicago.
Thanks, Obama.
It's Greek yogurt, but it's not non-fat.
Obama used to be king of the were-rats before... He was actually
he
community
was an organizer.
Until he gave up on Chicago. He realized the civilization was far too corrupt.
All right, we're gonna put our holes over here, and you guys are gonna put your holes over here.
I don't wanna.
All right, well, we all gotta make sacrifices.
Next up is Aldove.
Aldove again. Well. This cleaving thing has worked out pretty well so far. So, why mess with success? I'll try to power attack and cleave again. Guys! Guys, it was an 18. It flipped over to a 2. You know...
I mean, what did your axe?
Good role playing.
Way to maintain character.
he
has to. Keep,
oh boy.
He has to stay in character, otherwise he's going to become Serbian.
Hey, buddy, you want to buy carpet? So I am. I miss.
All right. Well, good attempt anyway, Altov. There's only that one remaining were-rat bothering you, and he misses.
Oh, wait, could I... one second.
Resuming, we just had Aldove's turn, and then that were-rat just screwed up. So, Remy, what you got?
Well, I've got two practically dead were-rats in front of me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to cleave them again, because I'm a one-trick pony. yeah. All right.
Don't worry, pony. He was. You're still a good trick pony.
It's not a bad roll.
Wait. What do I add to it now? Oh, so 9 plus 13, right?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
22.
Hits. Yeah, 22 hits. Roll damage.
6.
Plus.
Oh, plus 6. 12.
12.
No. Back up. Plus 8. So 14.
14.
Okay, very nice. They are...
Hey, guys, I never went to school. my parents were eaten by zombies.
They were eaten!
Now we know.
Among other things.
We're slowly sussing out more and more of the story.
Yeah, you... Now, roll your attack on the other one.
29.
Mm-hmm. That's a definite hit. Roll damage.
Yeah. 6 again. Oh, no. 14. No.
Beautiful. So this is like what cleave is supposed to be. You ready your sword. You had swung across once, and then you bring it up. You bring your blade up by your cheek and like sort of let go with your second swing.
Yeah.
And it cuts
right,
through their heads, and it's that awesome anime trope where their heads are still on their bodies, and then blood explodes out of their necks, and
leave
the
it
heads
to
fall off.
It was slightly less awesome from my perspective, because we saw all of the squibs exploding from their back. Like, it's obviously a setup. Like, that's not the real blood, people.
Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of sweet.
The people in black body suits who were exchanging the actors for body doubles, like, sort of shuffle out of the shot. You can see the boom mic there. But that cleave went down.
Why did they animate all that?
Production value alone must have cost them way over the budget.
Those rats are dead.
Yeah.
So this leaves with only 3 rats left. One dazzled rat. Or no, wait. 4 rats. Excuse me. Or 5. 5 rats. You still have a bunch of rats to fight.
How many did we kill? We killed...
3. Four, maybe?
We were up to 9 at
You're
one
up
point.
To 9.
One, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
So then I got 2.
4 down. 5 to go.
Right.
I've hit 0 bats so far.
Momentum has definitely shifted, though, to our favor.
Indeed.
If you can keep rolling.
All right. We're up to the 2 dazzled rats. They remain dazzled. Inway.
Oh, cool. So I guess I'll first roll to maintain concentration on the rats one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and I cannot fail.
I
you rolled lower than that last time, so I'm assuming you keep it.
And they what?
Yeah, they do their damage.
Ah, oh, max damage.
And he will make it, I think. Yeah, he'll definitely make that. So he is super hurt. He's like covered in rat bites and nibbles.
Cool. I think I'm going to just walk over to where I can hit him with the last of my fire breath.
Okay.
And not hurt my party.
Cool.
Or I don't have to roll anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's he you. Rolls for his reflex save. That's cocked.
DC 19.
And he rolls a 2. So roll your damage.
2.
He falls dead.
Yeah!
Nice shot.
Good French exit to the party.
The French exit is being burned to death?
Yeah.
What kind of expression is that?
You don't say goodbye.
Carl made a French exit. He burned to death, though. No, I love Carl.
And he almost became a monk.
He had 2 days left to wear at retirement.
You should have become a monk. You would have had a better reflex save. All
Still
right.
want to burn to death.
That's a little inside baseball, folks.
We have the one.
You want to buy carpet? I sell you this Chumbawamba CD, huh?
The one that was attacking Cobb swings and misses big. So it is Cobb's turn.
All right. I got that one big fucker in front of me, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to flank that mother fricker.
You really like swear a lot during combat. I like that.
Saying the F word for real and then edited himself and said fricker like 2 seconds later.
In halfling culture, fricker is a way worse swear.
I'm mad now.
And I also like that he called the were-rat big. They're about his size. The big one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, pick on someone your own size. Me.
All right, what you...
Anakin Skywalker?
Are you an angel?
What are you doing?
I'm a halfling, and my name is Toscobble. Alright, so I flank him.
Alright, so you move into flanking position. You'll need to make an acrobatics check to avoid attacks of opportunity.
Alright, so I kinda just do a cartwheel over the were-rat.
Yeah, okay. so if you want to jump to get the death from above, is that what you're trying to do?
Because I'm just doing it in a cool way.
Okay, so yeah, cool.
23.
You sail over his tiny ratty head.
I could have just stepped over him.
Yeah. And you're on the other side.
All right, cool. So now I'm going to attack with my I got flank powers and I guess sneak attack, right?
Mm-hmm. He'll unleash your full fury. Roll that die.
All right.
Let's see if you roll anything but a crit.
Oh. So 7 here plus 8, so that's 15.
Plus the 2 from flanking.
16, so 18.
18. He manages to duck out of the way. I guess the giant flip over his head tipped him off that you were planning something. And he sort of ducked out of the way. Let's see, that guy is dead. Aldove.
Are there still 2 near me? 2 grouped close enough together that I could cleave into them. Theoretically.
I think so. A lot of rats have died.
I will say that this does not matter because there is no chance that I win.
I think there's just 1 around him, right? 1 around and 2 around the fighter, and then 2 just on the hill.
That's right.
He
killed his in a super stylish
way. That's right. That's
so
what he
is
did.
There just 1 around me though?
Yeah.
Good.
1 around you and then 2 on the hill.
I don't cleave. It won't change this roll at all. I will still power attack because why the hell not? You know,
you're in for a
19.
In for an ounce, in for a pound, and you totally hit.
Oh, he will take 10 damage.
10 damage. Awesome.
And my weapon is silver, so it overcomes his damage reduction resistance.
Excellent. His damage.
I used 1 of the correct terms.
Yeah, it was buried in there somewhere.
It was buried in there.
Okay, yeah, he is looking very hurt.
God, I wish he had green blood oil in him right now.
Let's see, now we come to Remy.
So I would probably attack the guy.
Oh, balls, I didn't add my power attack. That's 4 more damage. I should have probably said that.
That would have been helpful. Okay. He's not dead, but you can tell that he's near death. All the remaining rats look like they're very near death.
Wouldn't I go... Who am I close to at this? Because I'm just like standing there alone now, right?
You would be within charging range of either the two dazzled ones that Inwe hit with her fire breath, or you could reasonably charge at the one that Aldove and Cobb are fighting.
Well, could I kill two both? Could I cleave them both? Could I charge and cleave the two dazzled ones?
No, because it has to be a full round action. You can only hit one of them.
I'll kill the one that is the immediate threat.
Okay, so yeah, you go after the one that's attacking Aldo.
Yeah, so that would be and just my longsword, right?
Yeah, plus two for charge.
Nope.
No, I'm pretty sure you hit him, actually.
Oh, did I? That's a 4 plus a 13.
Plus two.
Plus two? Okay, so that's 19.
19, that's dead on. You hit.
Oh, and then 6 plus 8, so 14.
Nice. Yeah, you charge him and you run him through. He's like impaled
charge!
On your sword and his like arms and legs are flailing and then he goes limp.
I'd like to point out that when Remy rolls a 4, he straight murders people. But I roll like 10s all the time and nothing.
Well, maybe you should have spent more time.
Maybe I should have. Yeah, you're probably right.
You spent too much time in the church, not enough time fighting.
What's your strength? Like 18.
It's a pretty good strength.
Yeah, you should be doing. I don't know, man. Remy's got a ridiculous strength.
Yeah, Remy's probably a lot.
Are you cold? Need some sleeves?
Hey, man, that's a low blow.
His arms are all bloody at this point.
Yeah, a halfling.
Just
a
like
dwarf,
black Igor.
Yeah. Your arms look terrible. I would cover those up with some bandages.
Yeah, I might have to buy some sleeves after this just for like bandaging purposes.
I think that mom tattoo is hurting your battle cred.
And we come back around to the two dazzled ones. I believe this is our last round of dazzling, right?
Yep.
Yeah, if they were to survive to next round, they would do a thing. But they won't. Because now it's Inwe's turn.
So first off, the rat swarm has no immediate... The rat swarm acts randomly, so you get to decide.
Oh. Ruh-roh.
Starts to do. So I'm just going to see how that pans out.
Watch out, they're coming for you, man.
Yeah, they're near you guys, so...
So it's definitely going after one of us.
You can't just dismiss them or something.
No,
like,
if they start to attack us, I was like, well, let's see how this pans out.
What do you like? Odds or evens?
Wait, you summoned rats that aren't
no,
on our side?
I claim to know how spell casting works, but I'm pretty sure you can just unsummon them.
So yes, exactly. I'm going to see how it pans out. If
you like odds or evens, Aldo.
I like odds.
Those rats are going to go eat all the pears.
Evens, they're definitely going to go after you.
So I dispel the rats.
So
first off, I just go, okay, none of that.
Fair enough.
And then I have two people grouped alone on a hill, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like the perfect time to cast Fireball.
Fireball!
Fireball! Fireball.
Fireball!
Fireball.
of bat poop, and then some wool, and spark it together, point, and then a little bead of light.
Yes, so...
Hey, where'd you get that poop?
She grabs
poop
the...
poop this whole time?
She grabs the poop from her poop pocket.
She's been just carrying around bat
very
poop?
Important.
If you've got poop, you've got to share with the rest of us.
No, I believe
it's called guano.
Oh, and she grabs a ball of wool from her wool
Fun
pocket.
Fact,
she
poop.
Rolls them together, and she it's whispers some draconic words over them, which are, light on fire and blow up those rats.
Checks out.
And the little ball lights on fire, and it zips towards the rats. And all of a sudden, you hear like a rush of the oxygen leaving an area as a 20-foot field ignites in a giant fireball. And even if these creatures succeeded in their reflex saves, they would still be burned to ashes. And you guys have survived your encounter with the were-rats.
Yeah!
Where is your god now, were-rats?
Thanks for coming to our party.
Hope you like the barbecue.
Oh! Crazy party has got a new catchphrase.
And then, the time-honored tradition of after the battle where we all try out our buzz phrases and taglines to see who kind of pops with the best one. Do you want to buy any carpets?
And I think that's a good place to leave for this week. We'll pick up on the journey to the castle that is at least 30 miles out of town.
Dun, dun, dun.
No more going in holes, man. Lesson learned.
Oh, there's a locket in here.
Put it, what is it made of?
Ah,
poo. He's putting it in his mouth. He's putting it in his mouth.
Do you get randomized loot?
Yeah, you'll definitely get randomized loot. We can actually do that before we conclude session, I think. And I'll go to the random treasure generator. Wow, that was an ominous sound.
Yeah, that did sound. Where did that come from?
Zombies! I draw my sword.
I'm always ready for battle.
It's very convenient that you had a silver-edged weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. If they would have been undead, I would have been cleaning up the place.
Nah, Pony, you did good.
All right, so you happen upon a... You have your imperious halfling squeeze himself in all the little holes, searching every nook and cranny.
All the little holes?
He dips each little bit of treasure he finds in his mouth to appraise it. Roll your appraise roll.
25.
All right.
Whoa.
That seems entirely too much money.
Give it to us.
Give me.
No, I guess that's not
ten
that's not
a
bad.
Whole
so yeah, so
one of the were-rats was Romney.
So for these were-rats, which have clearly been robbing Romney's men, they had a pretty good like hoard of jewels. They had agate, they had alabaster, azurite, bloodstone, citrine, freshwater pearls, lapis lazulis, obsidian, tons of obsidian, onyx, peridots, pyrites, basically
all covered in halfling saliva.
A bunch of saliva clean gems. Over seven, they have 743 gold worth of gems.
Ooh.
And you also managed to find a couple magic items: a potion of endure elements, a potion of shield of faith, potion of virtue, potion of cause fear, a scroll of grease, scroll of liberating command, and a scroll of protection from chaos. Overall, your treasure hoard is 1,447 gold and one silver piece. Congratulations, adventurers.
Ooh, yeah. I drink all the potions like a suicide.
And the silver piece has the same arcane symbol that we saw back in the bar.
Ah, through line. Oh, boy.
The arcane symbol is just Romney's campaign logo.
It's all right. With gold.
Well, I have to commend our intrepid audience for sitting through another week of puns upon puns upon puns. Hopefully, we'll manage to get to the castle next week. And somehow, I think these last two episodes are going to run a little bit long in order to neatly wrap up the whole adventure, but it should work. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. We got 30 miles to go.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.
All right, guys and girls, that's it for One Shot this week. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of One Shot, which, how could you be? This is the second episode. But if you're thinking, hey, I kind of like One Shot, I'd like you to check out our website. Right now, I have posted a Shadowrun module. It is a 54-page PDF that has the skeleton of an adventure that you can run with your friends at home inside of it. All you have to do to pick it up is head over to the one-shot section of peachesandhotsauce.com. The adventure is called Batman Flight of the Robins. It stars Batman's many sidekicks in an adventure where Bruce Wayne has gone missing and it's up to his trainees to save the day. This adventure is free to download, so there's absolutely no reason not to check that out. That adventure is run in Shadowrun 4th Edition. Speaking of peachesandhotsauce.com, this is a Peaches and Hot Sauce production. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a wonderful comedy studio and podcast network run out of Chicago. Head over to peachesandhotsauce.com and check out some of our other podcasts, like The Overshare, which stars a very attractive host, and also comedian Alex Manich. You can check that out as along with many others. Peaches and Hot Sauce also features an article section. I have a column called The Last Blog of Krypton, where I muse about many nerdy things, including role-playing games and comics. The one we have up right now, I draw a comparison between Barbie and Doc Savage, so check that out. One last thing I'd like to tell you guys is the music that you are hearing right now start to swell up over my voice is Be Your Own Pet. You can check out all of their songs on the internet. Thank you so much for listening and hope to see you next week.